I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many of us have experienced the panic that comes from being stranded, whether it's in an airport or an empty road with a flat tire. And yet this is barely a glimpse of what some people are facing today. So what can we do for them? Well, stay with us. We'll give you a couple ideas. We'll also explore where our talents fit in kingdom building. Wise words can help. For our first topic, as recently as 4 months ago, Greece was the fast track to Europe for the refugees who were fleeing ISIS and war in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Now it's become sort of a grim holding pen for 56,000 refugees stuck in Greece. As the EU-Turkey agreement took hold, there has been a definite lessening of refugees coming to Greece over the Aegean Sea. However, AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says,
the reality is that a lot of help is very much needed today. Greece is in a very bad situation still economically.
It's also transitioned from a situation where people needed short-term help to where they need long-term help. So what's changed for the better?
There are a lot of volunteers that are ministering to them, pray for strength for them, for protection, pray that they will continue to have opportunities.
Stories about the humanitarian tragedy just don't have any traction anymore. People have grown weary of the size and scope of the bad news. And Ioannidis says it's not going away.
Although it is not in the news a lot these days, the need is very much there.
There's still a lot of stuff that's needed. Food, clothing, basic medical care. But there's also an opportunity to share the love of the gospel with hurting and needy souls, most of whom are Muslim.
We are able to reach people whom we otherwise we would never have the opportunity to reach. The Lord is bringing the nations to us, and it's an opportunity to show God's love to them.
Remember the Warrior Leadership Summit for Native American teens that we told you about earlier? Well, it ended last week, and many committed their lives to Christ. Now 60 of those young people are going with On Eagle's Wings through Ron Hutchcraft Ministries to 11 other Native reservations. Ron Hutchcraft says they'll have music and sporting events and start conversations about God.
You will see the On Eagle's Wings warriors out having conversations all night long, meeting the local young people. And as they share their stories and compare the similarities of their battles, the Jesus that changed their life becomes the Jesus who changes the life of that local young person.
There will be challenges.
The team will be going to some reservations where there's literally nowhere for them to hear the gospel. There's no church. There might be one or two handful of Christians. So pray for breakthroughs on every one of these 11 reservations.
In addition to praying, you can sponsor this team. The Native young people often don't have a church or family members that they can ask for support, so they really need your help. We'll connect you at our website.
The empowerment of prayer and the empowerment of your gifts, this makes this a partnership, and I believe God is honored by that. As His people pull together, non-Native and Native, we may be on the edge of the greatest breakthrough ever in Native America.
And finally, are you passionate about ministry but don't necessarily know where to start? Are you looking for ways that you can use your gifts and interests to serve Christ? Well, these are the types of questions that Operation Mobilization President Andrew Scott answers in his new book, Scatter.
If we don't know who we are, it's hard, if not impossible, to be who we are or be who God made us to be. So we have to start there. And then I think from there you understand when you get our identity right, you work out the purpose and work out how God has made you. And again, I lay this out in the book, certain practical steps of understanding what are the abilities God has given you, what are the passions He's put in you, your experiences He's allowed you to have, and the gifts He's given you through the Holy Spirit.
Scott's book is more than just a guide to personal calling. It's also a larger look at the need for a new approach to missions as a whole.
Really what I'm asking in my book, Scatter, or encouraging, is what if we as a generation would scatter for, not because we had to, but because we chose to go take the image, the glory and goodness of God to the nations until every nation, all of these unreached people had an opportunity to see, hear, and know of Jesus.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.